purpose of being all the time, very often, it is all to do with passing on into others. There is dawah, there is ta'leem.
It's all about
inviting others, teaching others, so passing on deen to others. So the passing on deen to others, the example is like a person standing at a well and he's drawing the water from the well and he's distributing. But now the well, the person carries on drawing water, don't stop, non-stop, carries on drawing water. After a while the level starts dropping and then it starts hitting the bottom. Then gradually now muddy water starts coming. And then it will be mud. So what has to happen is that after drawing water for a while to let it stand, the water from under comes up again. So now when the water comes up again, now he can dish out more. So this is the example that the mashayikh used, those who are involved especially in the khidmat of deen. We have to have time to let the water fill up also. So one is to dish out and distribute the water, but the filling up of the water is through our amal, our engagement and our zikr, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, tasbihat, dua, nawafil. So this is allowing the water to come in. When the water is allowed to come in, then inshallah there will be pure water that will be distributed also. Otherwise slowly muddy water starts coming. The muddy water is, then the nafs comes in the way. Because now that when the zikr is reduced, and the taluk with Allah Ta'ala then reduces. The zikr, tilawat gets must. And the taluk with Allah Ta'ala gets lower. The taluk with Allah Ta'ala gets lower to the extent that that taluk gets lower, the nafs comes in. So this is the very great importance of keeping up with our amal. Very great personality, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimahullah. Well known throughout the world, in the Arab lands also, in the Indo-Pak subcontinent. Some of his kitabs are part of the syllabus in almost every madrasa. Qisasun Nabiyyin and so on are done by every person that's studying the Alim course. So Allah Ta'ala gave him a lot of maqbooliyat. So he mentioned in one talk of his, he mentioned there was one alim from Sham, and he used to have a darse Quran after the Fajr Salah in his masjid. A very small masjid in a village somewhere, and very simple. He shouldn't have any fancy talk, very simple basic discussion. But people used to come from now Fajr Salah, and they used to come from other places come and participate in this simple program here. A small masjid, the masjid would get full. Outside the masjid too, there used to be people sitting there. And now there was no mic system or anything. He's inside the masjid. People are sitting outside. So many people couldn't even hear what he's saying. Because there's no way to get the sound out. He's carried on. So one day one student asked him, but what's this all about? Many other people are also having Darse Quran in their masajid. You also having what they are saying and what you are saying is not much different. They are also studying the same tafasir and so on, and they conveying it to you, conveying it also. But then what's the reason people come and then some can't even hear, they're sitting outside, but they still come. And there's something, obviously there's something to it. So when the student insisted, then he said to him that you are only just looking at the the same, whatever others are discussing, we are discussing also. Obviously, there is nothing different to discuss. Same thing in the Quran Sharif, explain the ayat. Says, but you are not looking at that before now, he was giving the student the lesson because the student is insisting on him. So you are not looking at also that the every night I make tilawat 15 para, 15 juz. So it's not just the what I am explaining, but it is the barakah of that 15 juz also that's coming. It is the noor of the tilawat also that's coming. So one is the outward effort, but the outward effort, the barakah and the noor comes in it with the inner effort, effort of the heart, and the taluq with Allah Ta'ala. And that comes by the consistency, the punctuality on our zikr, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, our amal, our muhasabah, keep checking our heart, what we have achieved, what we are doing, what my mind is all about, what my heart is all about. This muhasabah is very, very important. Muhasabah is to take an account of our own heart. Double check all the time. What is my niyat in everything? What is my purpose? So this is what then builds the heart. And that barakah that comes in the whatever effort is being done. Whether it might be a simple effort, outwardly it might seem like nothing, but that nothing is very great, which people might think as nothing. Might be teaching some little children in one maktab somewhere. It's like a very simple, ordinary thing. What's to come out of this? But big things came out of that. The Darul Uloom Deoband, mashallah, all the ulama that have graduated in South Africa, all the roots of it come right from the top, but our, like how we get know of somebody's father, then his grandfather, his great grandfather. So our great grandfather, great great grandfather, maybe up to there. It goes back to Darul Uloom Deoband. So it started off with one ustad and one student. One ustad only, one student only. And there was no madrasa, it started under a tree. That was the start. But there was that inside in it. So from that start, there's about maybe hundreds of thousands of madaris throughout the world. Madaris, makatib, all put together, hundreds of thousands that go trace their roots back to that start. Hundreds of thousands. One organization only one organization in India, and this is one of many. They're running about 10,000 maktabs in India. 10,000. One organization. And there's so many others like that. All this is chasing their roots back to this one start of one ustad, one student. But it started off from that same start came Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Kandilvi rahmatullah alayhi. His fikr, his, from that same start came this whole silsila of tabligh and dawat. But now that one start, somebody looked at it under the tree, these two people don't know what they're doing. But with that ikhlas, with that inner effort, so where to where? The whole world is now benefiting from this effort. So we shouldn't look at, this is a small madrasaya, one small maktab, you know, some children coming, they don't know what they're learning, they're doing something. But this is the roots to some major good that will come, inshallah. And when that seed is planted, nobody can see what that fruit will be like someday. And the seed is planted, is already buried under the ground, can't even see it. But that seed, it finished itself off. After a while, you go to dig that ground, you won't see any seed there. The seed becomes sand. But when the seed becomes sand, then the tree comes out. If the seed refuses to become sand, nothing comes out of it also. The seed completely humbled itself. I'm nobody, I'm nothing. I'm part of sand. The seed became sand and the sprout comes out. And then that someday, now outwardly one small seed under the ground, what, this is going to benefit anybody. But then obviously it requires some effort now to water it, care for it. Gradually that tree comes up, then that tree gives shade to the travelers, somebody stops by, it brings the flowers, people look at it, feel so happy. And then it brings the fruit, depending on the quality of the seed and how the tree was cared for, that fruit becomes export quality. So now there's one tree somewhere in one jungle of Africa somewhere, where people are enjoying the fruit in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawara. The fruit went to the Haram and Sharif. So it's not our efforts, it's not our doing, but the prescription that we have been given is what we have to adopt. Allah Ta'ala puts the barakah in it. So this is this morning amal or zikr, tilawat. This is very, very important, very crucial, especially those involved in the khidmat of deen. And this is the nourishment. This is for every mu'min, it is. Every person needs his heart to be alive. For the life of the heart is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the tasbihat, istighfar, salawat and durood of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are very, very important, very, very fundamental. Person, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahimahullah, author of Fazail Amal. So one alim wrote to him that while I was there in your company, I was making my zikr regularly, etc. And then now I've come back home, I'm not managing to make it, and it's missed. So he gave him some advice. So after a while he wrote again that I'm still not making it every day, it's getting missed sometimes. So he wrote again some advice. After a while, third time now, I'm still not getting it done. Sometimes getting happening, sometimes missing. He said, okay, very good. Next time you miss your zikr in the morning, don't have breakfast also. So after a while he wrote, now it's happening every day, mashallah. Not getting missed. But now this was a message, this was a lesson, that if you want to get it done, then it's possible, but it's just the nafs. The nafs gets lazy a little bit. So now when suddenly the nafs got left hungry also, he said, no, I'd rather have the spiritual nourishment first and I can have my physical nourishment also. So this is the importance of it. Just to highlight the importance, they gave this kind of advice. So this is what we need to keep up with, inshallah.
Might as well accept.